This week in the Missouri Senate, we review Missouri Senate work on the state's fiscal year 2018 operating budget.
House Bill 2 is public education.
There are 13 bills that comprise the fiscal plan for the state. Among these is House Bill 2, which funds elementary and secondary education. During discussion, Senator Gary Romine of Farmington mentioned lawmakers have a chance to add money to education.
We have an opportunity to let the body make that decision on whether or not we're going to fully fund the formula.
Before the vote on the amendment, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City, who serves on the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee, told his colleagues he believes this to be a historic vote.
Fully funded, and that is good for our kids, that is good for our communities, and it's good for the future of the state of Missouri.
The ayes appear to have
the biggest part of Missouri's budget continues to be social spending. Just over one-third of spending falls into this category. Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Senator Dan Brown of Rolla says a $300 million increase is included in House Bill 11, which funds the Missouri Department of Social Services.
Sizable increase and usually a pretty good supplemental budget related to social services and Medicaid.
During discussion, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur mentioned the foundation funding formula was reset last year.
It certainly doesn't meet the level that we thought was adequate to fund the schools back in 2005 when this revised formula was put into place.
The next step for the $27.8 billion budget will be a Missouri Senate House Conference Committee. Missouri's fiscal year 2018 financial plan has to be delivered to the executive branch no later than 6 p.m. on Friday, May 5th. Fiscal year 2018 will start on Saturday, July 1st.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 302.
Before budget work started, Missouri senators spent Monday afternoon talking about another of the governor's priorities. House Bill 302 would create the Blue Alert system for notifying the public when law enforcement officers are seriously injured or killed. During discussion, Senator Bob Dixon of Springfield talked about changes made to the measure, which would include new penalties for assaulting law enforcement officers.
Keeps it consistent with the criminal code, but it puts in some mandatory minimums, which will actually affect more effective sentencing when it comes to those who would assault a law enforcement officer.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors adds she would like to see first responders added to the proposal.
11 years ago, this June, we had tornadoes go through St. Louis County. We were without power in some cases for over a week.
House Bill 302 has been set aside for further dialogue. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.